This is the NetGroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Dimisha Greta from NetGroup Investments Multi-Management. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled SARB Call Hangs Between Hold and Cut. The South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee faces a pivotal decision this week, with the market finally balanced between expectations of a rate hold and the possibility of a cut. This meeting stands apart from those in July and September, as the debate over the inflation target has now been settled. National Treasury, through Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana's recent medium-term budget policy statement, formally shifted the inflation target to a fixed 3%, moving away from the previous 3 to 6% range. This clarity allows the MPC to focus squarely on anchoring inflation around the new midpoint, but the decision remains challenging as market opinion is split. The latest inflation data due on Wednesday is unlikely to simplify the MPC's task. According to Nedbank Economics, inflation is expected to rise from 3.4% in September to 3.8% in October, with forecasts suggesting a further increase to a peak of around 4% by the end of next year. Thereafter, inflation is projected to gradually decline, reaching the 3% target by the end of 2027. This mild upward trajectory in inflation likely supports the case for leaving interest rates unchanged. However, there is also a credible argument for a 25 basis point rate cut, given subdued underlying price pressures and mounting downside risks to the inflation outlook. Since the last MPC meeting, global inflation prospects have improved. Factors such as US tariffs, a lackluster dollar, and Chinese excess capacity have contributed to exporting disinflation globally. While the US dollar has stabilized after earlier declines, it has struggled to gain significant momentum. The US Fed has cut rates by 50 basis points over the past 2 months, and markets anticipate further easing in December. This environment has left the US dollar on the back foot, while the rand has strengthened notably. South Africa's risk premium has declined, lifted by greater policy certainty, the country's removal from the grey list, and generally improved domestic fundamentals. If these trends persist, the anticipated rise in inflation could be shorter and shallower than currently expected. Currency markets have reflected these dynamics. The rand reached its strongest level since January 2023 last week, supported by positive global sentiment following the US Senate's agreement to end the longest federal government shutdown in history. Locally, the rand benefited from the National Treasury's confirmation of the lower inflation target, which helped erase policy uncertainty. The Treasury's slight improved fiscal trajectory further affirmed its commitment to stabilizing public debt. On Thursday morning, the rand briefly touched 16 rand 95 to the US dollar after opening the week at 17 rand 15. Although emerging market currencies were broadly firmer, the rand was among the best performers, though it later surrendered some gains to trade around 17 rand 10 as renewed global market jitters emerged. S&P's upgrade of South Africa's sovereign credit rating from BB- to BB, aligning it with Moody's and placing it one notch above Fitch, was a positive surprise. The agency also maintained a positive outlook, which was reflected in the rand strengthening after the announcement. Turning to global equity markets, Asian markets traded mixed on Monday as investors weighed rising tensions between Japan and China, following Beijing's warning to its citizens about travel and study plans in Japan. In Europe, stocks closed lower on Monday, erasing earlier gains. This cautious tone followed a difficult week for European markets, with regional bourses closing sharply lower on Friday, amid concerns about a potential artificial intelligence bubble and broader global economic uncertainty. Investor confidence was shaken and the mood remained cautious at the start of the week. On Wall Street, US stocks pulled back on Monday, led by declines in the technology sector. Market participants are closely watching for key earnings releases this week, particularly Nvidia's third quarter results, which are scheduled for after the US market close on Wednesday. Nvidia shares dropped more than 2% ahead of the announcement, and the broader AI sector has come under pressure as investors grow increasingly concerned about stretched valuations. In addition to earnings, investors are also awaiting Thursday's release of the September non-farm payrolls report, the first major economic data to be published following the end of the US government data blackout caused by the shutdown. Domestically, the JSE All-Share Index ended Monday's trading session up 0.3%. The Small Cap Index and financials led the gains, both rising over 1% after market close. In contrast, the resources sector slipped by just under 0.25%, with Anglo and Harmony both down more than 1% for the day. In summary, the South African market finds itself at a crossroads, with SARB's upcoming decision finally poised between a rate cut and a hold. Inflation remains on a mild upward path, but global and local factors have improved, supporting the rand and reducing risk premiums. We have come to the end of our note. Until next time, do take care from the multi-management team.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.